Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. I'm back with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for joining me here today.
My pleasure.
We're going to be talking about Lesson 310, In Fearlessness and Love I Spend Today, and A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence.
In fearlessness and love I spend today. This day, my Father, would I spend with you as you have chosen all my days should be. And what I will experience is not of time at all. The joy that comes to me is not of days nor hours, for it comes from heaven to your Son. This day will be your sweet reminder to remember you, your gracious calling to your Holy Son, the sign your grace has come to me, and that it is your will that I be free today.
We spend this day together, you and I, and all the world joins with us in our song of thankfulness and joy to him who gave salvation to us and who set us free. We are restored to peace and wholeness. There's no room in us for fear today, for we've welcomed love into our hearts. In fearlessness and love, I spend today. And so it is. So let's join together again for another brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. As I read these lessons and share these prayers in the latter part of the workbook lessons, I constantly see that, Jesus is really instructing us and teaching us about the experience of self-realization and of enlightenment. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like, this is what enlightenment looks like. This is what it feels like. This is the energy. This is the vibration and frequency of the experience of a happy dream, of a new world. And so it is fearless. And as you pointed out in our discussion yesterday, fearlessness is the sign of mastery. Mm. And it's also the experience of the enlightened mind. Mm. As Buddha said, he was asked, if he was enlightened, and he just laughed and said, well, I realize that I'm the dreamer of the dream. And we've all know that if you had lucid experiences of dreaming, that you can sidestep the idea of fear fairly easily because you realize that you are the creator of the experience. You're having a dream. Mm-hmm. And so you can do anything you want to. And if you want to scare yourself, you can do that too. Mm-hmm. But it's still our choice to experience what we're experiencing because we are as he's pointing us here to our true nature, we are the creator of our experience.
And so as the creator of our experience, we are the Christ that is being born in each holy instant. Therefore, we are the second coming in each moment that we allow the remembrance of our divine identity to dawn upon our awareness. And allow the sun to rise to that enlightenment, to that brilliance, to that beauty, to that innocence, is Christ born? That's the second coming. And we've been having a conversation about, what is the second coming in the context of these 10 lessons? And you and I, Brother T and I, have been having conversation of, what is taught about the second coming? And what seems to, be taught about that is a fearfulness, lots of conversation about Revelation and about end times and about, the review of one's life and judgment and whatnot.
And you're referring from the traditional Christian theology.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, the idea of the second coming ingrained within Christian theology is that it can be fearful, you know. And so the last two lessons, you know, we're talking about fearlessness. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, you know, point that out as a gentle reminder that whether or not we actually believe that, in some ways we are swimming in, you know, the Judeo-Christian theology, sometimes unaware. And mm-hmm. so the idea that the second coming, that the birth of Christ in each holy instant within each of us is something to approach with a fearlessness and a love. I love today's lesson. I can feel the energetic of fearlessness and love I spent with you today. It is a day of devotion. It is a day of unification. It's a day of oneness. And it's a day of allowing. The sweetness of the Christ consciousness to be the lead. Oh yeah, God and I are one. Like what you said, Raj said to put on the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. When you realize that you and God are one, your identity is restored. And in that, it is a pure, blissful companionship of, oh yeah, God and I are one. All is well. There can be all kinds of drama and trauma and chaos going on around me. And as you mentioned, the lucid dream, I can, in that lucidity, you know, in fearlessness and love, spend the day in that holy remembrance of who I am. I just love, we spend this day together. All the world joins with us in a song of thankfulness and joy to God, who gave salvation to us and set us free. We're restored to peace and holiness. There's no room for fear today. We welcome love in our hearts. Where love is, fear dissipates and disappears into the nothingness from which it came. And so that is this joyful practice today that we get to spend in fearlessness and love.
And so it is.
And so it is.
It's beautiful. Well, let's close with that, because I think that gives us a lot to consider today. In fearlessness and love, I spend today. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining with us and staying the course. We're committed to staying this course with you. God bless you. Have a fantastic day.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send